not often that I speak about Tamei HaMikra, the trup. I had an epiphany, I guess. I knew what I wanted to talk about today, but I didn't know what I was going to say. And then in the middle of Tachanun, it hit me. What do I mean? Well, I knew that I was going to talk about the following pasuk, a pasuk that first appears in Rishon, which we just read now, but then is repeated in a different, slightly different context in Sheni as well. Vayiven sham mizbeach l'Hashem, vayikra v'shem Hashem. Avraham, as he enters the land, he goes from first to Shechem, then to Beit El, and that's where he builds a Mizbeach and calls out in the name of God. I will just translate it literally. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. And then he goes to Egypt. I'm not going to get into all of the issues that are involved with that. And he comes back with his family, and the Torah reports again, and this is the Vayikra, he reaches Beit El again, El Mekom HaMizbeach Asher Asah Sham Berisho, not to that place where he had gone to initially, Vayikra Sham Avraham B'Shem Hashem, and then there too, again, at the same place, Avraham calls again in the name of God. So I knew I was going to talk about Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, but then, what hit me was during Tachanun. Because we also are Korei B'Shem Hashem. Right? We quote not these psukim, but we quote the psukim in Parshat Ki Tisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu calls out, Vayered Hashem Be'anan, Vayityatsev Imo Sham, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. And he stood there, by God comes down in the cloud, Moshe stands there, or perhaps God, it's not clear who the he is in terms of standing, Vayikra, also not clear who calls out, B'Shem Hashem. But here there's a difference, and here is what I wanted to talk about, the trap. Because there it hit me, we call out in the name of God too. But we do it a little bit differently than Moshe did it differently than Avraham did. Because the pasuk here reads Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. Okay, the trap is a mercha and then a self pasuk, just a straight Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. He called out in the name of God. In the pasuk in Ki Tisa, and when Chazanim are careful, they punctuate the pasuk the way it appears in the text. It's not Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. It's not he called out in the name of God, but rather Vayikra V'Shem. He called out in the name. It's a tipcha, a semi-stop, a comma, Vayikra V'Shem, and then Hashem, God, or Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, what the punctuation of that pasuk is he called out in the name, and which name did he call out in? Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, the specific, if you will, the way that God makes himself shown, that's the what is meant by the name of God, or the different names of God. The way that God expresses himself in this world, and we see God's fingerprints, as it were, in different ways. Vayikra b'shem, he called out the name, but not just any name. B'shem yud kei vav kei. And you're supposed to make a slight pause, Vayikra b'shem, and then Hashem. What's the difference between those two? Avraham is an individual. Avraham is the only monotheist, the father of monotheism. He's the one who sees God where no one else sees him. That is his mission, is to spread that idea. Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. He stands out alone against the world. Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. And he calls out and he insists that the world understands that there is a God and there is a responsibility.
he passes that baton on to Yitzchak. Yitzchak also, and you can read this when you look at Parshat Toldot, Yitzchak's dealing with Avimelech, you'll see Yitzchak has that similar kind of idea. But then things change. And the change occurs with Yaakov, and it continues with Moshe, and it continues to this very day. We are not individuals. Right? And those of you of Monty Python know we're not even all individuals. We are a nation. We act as a whole, a group, as a community. And there is a major difference between the standing of an individual against the world and the standing of a community against the world or within the world and an individual within that faith community. Everything that we do is not an expression of Vayikra v'shem Hashem. We're not going out, everything that we do is going out in terms of trying to proselytize to the world as Avraham once did. We are building something which is much deeper and much more lasting. Avraham also has his Gerim. Avraham, in many different forms, is able to proselytize tens, hundreds, perhaps thousands. The Rambam says tens of thousands. Ultimately, those people receive the message, perhaps, but there isn't any staying power. Yaakov builds a small family, Shivim Nefesh, but it creates a world that lasts to this very day. Moshe Rabbeinu understands that. Vayikra v'shem, and when you're part of a community, it's not just enough to say God. It's a question of what that God is, what that God represents. And immediately after, we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Bachum, Bechanun, etc. And the Rambam explains, what are you supposed to do when you say that? It's not simply talking about what is God, but rather what God expects of us. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Mahu chanun, afata chanun. Everything that you do is an expression of Vayikra v'shem Hashem. Everything that we do in terms of the way that we act is Vayikra v'shem Hashem. We don't have to go out and proselytize in the classic sense of the word. What we have to do is create and further deepen that faith community that Yaakov was able to build, that Moshe was able to continue with the Torah, and for us to take that faith community and to turn Vayikra v'shem Hashem into Vayikra v'shem Hashem. Have a wonderful day.